Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's podcast, I will be sharing the 6 ways that you can deliver your business advisory services. We call these 6 ways the delivery mechanisms. But before we dive into the 6 delivery mechanisms, I want to share with you a little bit about how people buy advisory services and how it is a very different experience to when they buy compliance. Let me explain, giving you a few examples outside of advisory. There's only one reason why people spend £10,000 or $10,000 on a Rolex watch. It's because they want to. It's never because they need a new watch or because they want to be able to tell the time. Instead, it has everything to do with wanting to own a Rolex. The takeaway point from this is that people buy what they want, not what they need. As someone who buys a Rolex is very different from someone who buys an Apple Watch. Just as someone who buys an Apple Watch is very different from someone who buys a basic watch from Argos or Target. A Rolex buyer wants a Rolex watch. They don't need one. Similarly, someone who spends £1,000 on Louboutin shoes wants, rather than needs, a pair of Louboutin shoes. Otherwise, they could spend around £20 to buy a pair that look almost exactly the same. And if I spend £200 or more on a vinyl record, it's because I want to, not because I need to. In all honesty, I could simply listen to the same music using my Spotify app. Wanting something, then, is very different from needing something, which is why feelings you have around wanting something are very different from the feelings you have when you need something. If you're not convinced, think for a moment about how you feel when you buy something like a dream holiday, a new car, a spa day, or a set of golf clubs. Now, these things you want rather than need. Now think about how you feel when you buy things like heating and milk and bread. These are things you simply need. And that's before you even think about the need to pay your taxes. After all, you and your clients need to pay your VAT quarterly just to be compliant. The feeling of need, then, is a negative emotion. When we need something, it nearly always implies we're suffering from a lack of something. If we need more money, for example, it means we lack enough money to cover our living costs. Or if we need a house, that we lack shelter. The opposite, however, is true when we want something. Wanting implies expanding our horizons and desiring more or better. We want more money because we want to have more amazing experiences in our lives. Or I want to buy my music on vinyl because I want to have a deeper sound. It's not that we lack something, but the opposite. In their work on the Law of Attraction, best-selling authors Esther and Jerry Hicks introduced the concept of the emotional guidance scale. It's a list of commonly felt emotions, and they list them in order from highest to lowest. I'll share a few of the emotions on the list. There's 22 in total. At the top of the emotional guidance scale are positive emotions. At the bottom are negative emotions. And right in the middle is the word boredom. The highest emotion that you can feel, the top of the emotional guidance scale, is of course the emotion of freedom, the feeling that everyone wants to feel in life. And at the very bottom, you have the word powerlessness. Just below freedom, you have words like passion, enthusiasm, hopefulness, and just up from powerlessness, you have emotions like insecurity, guilt, and unworthiness. Anger and revenge and worry and doubt are also negative emotions on part of this scale. Now, when someone approaches you for support with compliance work, where do you think they stand on this scale? If you're not sure, think about the narrative that they are very likely going on in their head when they pick up the phone call to call you. This is the example. HMRC says, I need to pay my tax bill, VAT and corp tax. I have to pay my team and their national insurance, as well as making sure they have holiday pay and sick pay when I can barely afford to pay myself. I worry that my business might go under. I'm so angry that I have to pay out all this money. And for what? I don't even have any free time to spend with my family. And now I have to pay an accountant to make sure I pay my tax bills correctly. Otherwise, I could face a huge fine. Mentally, they blame you rather than the government for the fact that they have to pay their taxes. And as a result, they often shoot the messenger, which is you, which manifests as a failure to value your services, and they question your price. Someone who's looking to buy advisory services, however, experiences a completely different set of emotions. Engaging an advisor is all about wanting, not needing, better and more. So this is how someone might feel when they call to discuss engaging you as a business advisor. I'm so excited. I feel so confident that my business is going to do so well. And I really hope and believe that things will get better. Let's make this happen. I'm happy that at last I'll have the freedom to live the life I want. I think you'll agree those are very different emotions. The examples I've shared are the perfect illustration of why it's easier to sell advisory services to the right people than it is to sell compliance to everyone. When you sell advisory services, prospects will want to sign your letter of engagement because they want what you're offering. In other words, a transformation, not a transaction. As most of you already know from your own experience, running a business can be lonely. The buck stops at the top, which means that the owner may get the glory, but they also get all the rubbish thrown at them along the way. Every decision they make rests solely on their shoulders. After all, it's not really done to ask their team for advice or support. And in the same way, if they're having a bad day, they can't just turn to their employees for a metaphorical or literal hug. What they need is someone they can turn to for advice. A mentor, an advisor, or a coach. Someone to inspire them when the chips are down, to provide them with the frameworks they need to be able to make the right decisions and hold them accountable and support them through the difficult choices they often need to make. Until now, you've probably been told that as a financial professional, you should offer advisory services on a one-to-one basis. However, most business owners seek out support in a number of different ways. Some look for a mentor, some hire a coach, others read books, some go to events or listen to inspirational speakers, while others again join a mastermind group or sign up for a training course. Which is why in the Business Advisor Academy, we introduce 6 delivery mechanisms that cover all of the above ways: speaker, author, advisor, coach, facilitator, and trainer. And we use these mechanisms to share your expertise and deliver your advisory offering whilst being paid handsomely to do so. To make the most of the opportunities that being a highly trained and knowledgeable expert offers, you need to share your intellectual property with the world. And in my experience, the best way to do this is through the 6 delivery mechanisms that I've already explained. Let's explore each of them in turn. Number 1 is speaker. This is the amplifier broadcasting knowledge to a wider audience. Speaking involves telling people your message. It's a way for you to broadcast your expertise and, rather than doing it one-to-one, it's often delivered one-to-many. Examples include presenting the keynote speech at a conference and or hosting your own webinar or podcast or being a guest on someone else's. The moment you set foot on a stage or host an online virtual room, all eyes and ears will be on you, giving you almost instant credibility and influence. The 2nd delivery mechanism is author. I describe this as the paintbrush, documenting and colouring in broad strokes of wisdom. Writing, like speaking, is all about sharing your message. It's a powerful way to ensure your knowledge, your methods, and your strategies are recognised as your own. After all, putting your ideas on paper confirm they belong to you. To provide just one example, I created the 500-200 model based on my extensive experience in the advisory business. I have numerous case studies and examples to support my ideas and strategies, and by discussing it on this podcast and trademarking it, I've clearly established it as my own concept. As an author, the word itself connotes authority. You'll automatically be seen as an expert in your field. And although traditionally you may have associated authors with the writing of books, in the last 20 years, writing's gone digital. These days, many experts share their knowledge through online platforms using white papers, e-zines, blogs, and LinkedIn. In fact, all of these often have more impact than traditional book writing. As an added bonus, not only do digital methods make writing and distribution faster, allowing you to capitalize more quickly on current trends and audience interests, but digital books are now more popular than printed books. Each and every one of us has our own unique experiences, thoughts, and knowledge to share. And if writing isn't your thing, don't panic. Video and audio materials can be just as effective as written ones. So simply create an online video course to establish yourself as an authority instead. The third delivery mechanism is the one that you're familiar with, Advisor. I call this the compass, guiding the journey of growth and development. Advising involves sharing what you've learned from your own experiences and using this to offer valuable insights so that your clients can learn and grow too. But you're far more than a bystander. Taking an active part in each of your clients' journeys means you'll be able to guide them on their way to success. And in a win-win situation, this not only helps them, but also allows you to sharpen your own thinking and instincts, making you better at what you do. Key skills that you need as an advisor include empathy and the ability to listen. Learning to break down your own advice so that it's easy to understand and implement will also help you improve. It's a virtuous cycle. You'll learn, you'll do, you'll advise others to do, and you'll get better at doing what you do. It's how all of us move from being good at something to mastering it, which is the point at which you can teach others what you've learned and help them succeed too. The fourth delivery mechanism is coach. This is the chisel, refining and perfecting the masterpiece. Great coaches ask questions, ones that enable clients to take their thinking to a whole other level. As a coach, you need to ask questions that encourage clients to explore their individual views and ideas, a process that will help them to achieve clarity and come up with their own solutions. Coaching, then, is all about the art of asking the right questions. I've never met a client yet who doesn't have at least one goal, so part of your role is to help them work out how true theirs is, as well as how much they want to achieve it. And the best way of doing this isn't simply by agreeing with them that their goal is important. Instead, you need to make sure that they fully appreciate it for themselves. Some questions that will help you achieve this include, if you could have this goal right now, would you take it? If you've already achieved this goal, how would you and or your life be different? Suppose for a moment that you can have your goal, what does it feel like? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important are your goals to you on a personal level? How will this change affect your other areas of life? Is this goal only for you or does it affect others in your life? If you want more coaching questions, go and check out the episode that is all about how to offer advisory using the GROW model. Delivery mechanism number 5 is facilitator. I describe this as the palette upon which the colours, which are your ideas, are mixed together to produce a shade that offers the perfect solution. Facilitation isn't about you though. It involves guiding a group through questions and helping direct the conversation to draw out the perspective of each member as well as the overall consensus. It's the ideal way to get a group to share their ideas, their goals and their thoughts. As a facilitator, however, you won't be sharing your own views and ideas. Rather than being the expert with all the answers, you're there to help the others in the room use their personal experience and knowledge to come up with their own answers. This means you need to position yourself as an unbiased leader by removing your own agenda, creating trust, and ensuring each member's opinions are respected. To foster a space in which everyone feels free to explore their personal issues, their worries, and potential solutions. In return, the group will be entirely invested in the outcomes because they've actively participated in creating them. And then the final delivery mechanism is number 6, which is the trainer. And I call this the mallet, shaping foundational skills and knowledge. This is the delivery mechanism in which I most often find myself. In fact, I burst out laughing when I chose its metaphor, as I immediately thought of the saying, bashing someone over the head with a mallet, especially as this is often precisely what I feel like I'm doing when I'm helping a client with a new concept. But joking aside, a trainer is someone who teaches someone else how to do something and encourages them to expand their skills. As a trainer, not only will you teach others what they need to know, you'll also show them exactly how to do it, whether you deliver your training online, offline, pre-recorded, or live. Creating your signature system will allow you to unlock new ways of doing things, and turning your signature system into a training program will allow you to help your clients reach for the stars, not only by hitting, but surpassing their goals. The signature system is the methodology that we teach you and we enable you to extract your experience, your education and the essence of you and turn it into a transformational offer for your clients. I'll cover signature solution in another podcast soon. When members of the Business Advisory Academy ask which of these 6 mechanisms is best, I always tell them there's no definitive answer to their question. After all, you can choose to deliver all of them for free, or you can charge for them. And while some may have to be delivered on a one-on-one basis, you can leverage others by delivering them one-to-many, or you can create offers that incorporate various delivery mechanisms. Speaking can be both a marketing and income-generating tool, and it often leads nicely into coaching or training sessions. In fact, one of my most popular programs offers a mixture of training, coaching, and masterminding. Remember too that it's a learning process for you as much as for your clients. If you've never spoken to a large audience before, you may choose to start by leveraging the speaking mechanism through a webinar and gradually build up to stepping up onto stage or in person. Or if you've never considered writing a book, you might decide to start by writing articles for a year just to hone your skills. However you choose to begin, you'll quickly learn how best to use some of the mechanisms to build an audience of raving fans ready and willing to buy from you. How some of the mechanisms work better when you deliver them in a more intimate setting, and how others require an investment from a client if they're to achieve their biggest wins. One thing I guarantee though, however, is to choose to begin. It's that over time you'll grow into someone who's not only a confident user of all six delivery mechanisms, but also has a thriving and well-developed advisory practice. I have some slides and examples to explain the six delivery mechanisms and the emotional guidance scale. Feel free to send me a message on LinkedIn and I'll send them to you in a PDF of the information. I really hope that you found this insightful and that it has opened up your mind in how you can deliver your advisory offering. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And remember, have a great day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.